In the last minute, I argue that effective centralization is the necessary precursor to data democratization. Part of that centralization effort is coming to an understanding of the segmentation and metrics framework the organization should be using. This is almost never simple, and it's almost never a straightforward exercise in determining KPIs, key performance indicators. Back when I first started building reports, they tended to be massive walls of data. They were horrible, and people rightly complained that it was too much work and took too much time to make sense of the data. The past 10 years have been a constant evolution of reports featuring fewer and fewer numbers, with more and more white space and better formatting. That's not a bad thing at all, believe me. Modern KPI reports are a lot better than those walls of numbers we used to put out. But when you trim a report down to a few KPIs, you almost always sacrifice too much. Complex business systems, like a website or an enterprise's online marketing, simply cannot be effectively captured in two or three numbers. That's why, from a data science perspective, I describe KPI as an acronym for Keep People Ignorant. The idea behind KPIs isn't inherently terrible. It's good to focus on a subset of metrics that matter most, but KPIs aren't a panacea, and there are some myths around KPIs that do a lot of harm. And the biggest myth is that KPIs are somehow actionable. Single metrics almost never are actionable. Not only aren't they actionable, they aren't, on their own, even interpretable. Suppose your website conversion rate is up. That's good, right? Unless it's because your SEO tanked and you lost most of your free traffic, or you stopped buying a hard-to-convert but extremely valuable segment of customers in your PPC campaign, or you dropped your prices and your margin is negative. So, about that website conversion rate, is it good? If all you have is conversion rate, there's no way to know if these explanations do or don't apply. No way to know if the direction of movement is good or bad, and no way to intelligently respond. Without context, interpretation, and action are impossible. So how do you get the context into reporting? That's the subject of my next minute.